The Membership Podcast with Claire Mitchell.
Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us what your business does, please?
Okay, well, I'm Ann Gage, the horse riding confidence coach, and I help midlife horse riders stop feeling anxious about riding, improve their performance at horse shows, and deepen their partnerships with their horses. I've got over 30 years experience as a horse riding coach and horse trainer, and I'm also a certified mindset practitioner using NLP and hypnosis.
I'm sure you've written a book.
Oh, yes, I've written a book.
Yeah.
Forgot.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the book I wrote about 13 years ago now, I think, called Confident Rider, Confident Horse. And it's based on tools that I used to get my own confidence back after I completely lost it when I was in my 40s, late 40s, and I got bucked off one of my horses while I was a horse trainer and riding coach. And I could not get back on a horse for quite some time. And I had to figure things out by myself because there wasn't somebody like me around at that time that I was aware of anyway. And so I started, once I got myself through that, I started holding workshops to help other horsewomen and created a workbook. And the workbook got expanded into this book that covers mindset, understanding your horse from the ground, and riding, basic riding skills.
Well, you've told me something I didn't know because I didn't realize that you had that experience. We've known each other a long time and I didn't realize that you've been through it. Yes,
oh yeah, that it was horrible.
I bet.
Absolutely horrible. I was on the verge of, do I have to give up coaching, well, and training horses, because if I can't get on a horse, I can't keep doing that. So I had to find a way through. And I did.
And that's the start of your next phase then, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's how I started to find all these other women of around the same age that were struggling and feeling like there was something wrong with them. They were the only ones dealing with it, not understanding it, beating themselves up, ready to give up like I had been. And so that's who I started to focus on. And yeah, you know, I studied equine behavior as well from a horsemanship background, but then got into science-based training, completely transformed the way I work with horses using positive reinforcement, which really helps people build confidence too when they learn how to work with horses in that way. It's been a journey.
It sounds like it. So did you do the NLP and that extra work before you got booked off, or did you do it as part of your kind of healing process?
It was part of my healing process. I knew a little bit about NLP because when I used to have a proper job and I would drive, I had an hour commute back and forth to work, and I would listen to, this is how long ago it was, I would listen to cassette tape in my car of Anthony Robbins. And so that was my introduction to NLP. And then as I was working with women who were anxious about riding, I was coming across women who had suffered real traumas from bad falls, and I needed stronger skill to help them. So I pursued the NLP. I had no interest in hypnosis. I thought it would be on TV and on the stage, and it was part of our NLP training. And at the end of it, when I did my master practitioner training, I hypnotized my trainer to be stiff as a board. So her shoulders were on one chair, her ankles were on another chair, and there was nothing underneath her. And that's when I realized how powerful hypnosis really is. So I went on to pursue more certifications in that. Yeah, I've got a picture of it.
Fantastic. I love that.
It's the power of our minds. We really don't realize how powerful it is. And when we're using it in a negative way, which we often do, then we hold ourselves back and we create so many problems.
So where are you based?
I'm in Ontario, Canada, about an hour and a half northwest of Toronto on a lovely 50-acre farm in a beautiful part of the country. But I work with people around the world because I do all of the mindset work and my membership on Zoom. And I was doing that even before COVID, before all the lockdowns, I was doing it.
Yeah. And so you've got your
Yeah.
horses there with you then.
Yeah, sadly, I only have 2 horses left. I used to have 24, but
Gosh.
yeah, through attrition, I closed down that side of my business of teaching riding lessons on the farm and that, and focused more and more on the online services that I offer.
Which is brilliant because, as you said, you can help anybody anywhere in the world.
Yes, and I can do it when I'm over in the UK spending time with my mom.
Because you're not from Canada.
No, I was born in Yorkshire. Actually, I was born Masque by the Sea, which you're probably familiar with. And my parents and my grandparents were in Darlington. Both of my brothers were born in Darlington.
Goodness me, it's a small world.
It is. So see how connected we are?
Yeah, and I know you've still got your mum in up in Northumberland, so
Mom
you've still
is
got
that
this.
way up in Northumberland, practically in the borders, the 15-minute drive into Scotland. So it's beautiful up there. And I go 3 times a year now because she is
Yeah.
turning 92 soon. And this allows me to continue working wherever I am. If there, you know, if I ever have to go for an emergency, I can still, my membership is still making money and I can still run my calls from there. And in fact,
Which
do
is,
my one-to-one work online as
yeah,
well. Yeah.
which is brilliant because it's giving you a kind of real life benefit. It's
Yeah.
not just theoretical in terms of how the membership's helping you. It's actually letting you travel to see your mum or for
Yep.
any other reason and still get paid.
Yeah. And the ladies love it when I have my calls over there and I carry my laptop in to say so they can all say hi to my mom. Yeah,
Oh, I love that.
it's that kind of a community.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk a lot more about the community, and we'll start by talking about your membership actually. So, what is the name of it? And we've kind of established who it's for, but just reiterate and tell us a bit more about it, really.
It's called the Horse Riding Confidence Club because that's what we do. It is a great club of, well, I say VIP because it's small, and I like to keep it small because it is group coaching session on Zoom. Everybody gets a chance to ask questions, offer opinions, all of that. And we delve into more than mindset. It's also about taking care of horses, groundwork, understanding your horse's behavior, how to help. I've helped the members with so many different issues that it's just a wonderful place. I just love my community.
And it's been going for a few years now, I think.
3 years next month, August. Yes. And
Fantastic.
some of the same mem some of the founding members are still there.
So, what kind of people are you attracting? It's women.
Yes, it's women aged from say in their 40s up into their 70s. Not all of them are riding. Some of them just enjoy their horses from the ground, which is lovely. And they still have that relationship with their horses. And yeah, and they're from the United States, France, different parts of Canada. I even at the beginning had someone from Australia who got up
Wow.
very early in the morning to come to our call.
Oh gosh, that is a challenge, isn't it? Time zones are the eternal
Yeah.
challenge. So, what kind of, well, why did they join? The people that you've got in there now, why did they join your membership? How did they find you? What were they looking for? Tell us all about that.
Some of them already knew me. They'd been following me for some time because I have a private Facebook group and the Horse Riding Confidence community, and they were on my email list. Some of them had been clients. Others have come in from Google search, Facebook search, and they might book a short 15-minute chat. And if the community is the club is the right place for them. I've had some come from webinars or master classes I've held live. So there's all different ways to reach out. And once you've built up your audience and you really know who your audience is, because they are all women of a certain age who even have self-doubt about looking after their horse because there's so many expert opinions in the horse world.
I'll bet.
And so they lose confidence and trust in themselves and in their own judgment. So that's a big part of the group as well.
And is there a trigger point that brings them to you when they finally decide to seek help?
Yeah, they're feeling really stuck and confused and frustrated. And they're looking for somebody that they trust to be their guide, and also the community, because some of them do have their horses in livery or boarding, and some of them have their horses at home, which is very can be very isolating because it's just you trying to figure things out. And so they just come because they like that aspect of it, of having, and that once they may come in because they know me as the expert, but once they're in, that community is a huge part of why they stay.
So, Anne, why did you start your membership?
I was looking for a way to support my audience of women of a certain age, horse women of a certain age, that I could reach more globally, and I could didn't have to be out in all weathers coaching and training. And I'm in my 60s now, so this was a step away from, this was a way to replace my coaching income and do it gradually to build up the membership while I was letting go of the coaching side of things. So that's why I started it up. And I'd wanted to do it for a very long time, Claire. But it was only when I took your program that I finally put it together.
Excellent. So, did you know right away? Because you're one of the examples that I gave of a really good calls only membership. So, did you know right away that that was the type of membership or the model that you were going to choose?
Yes, because I didn't want to have a membership where I had to constantly create content. And I'm a coach. I love coaching. And I love live coaching, even if it's on online. That connection with my people, my clients, is really lights me up. So I've been a coach or a teacher of in some form all of my adult life. I've brought it into whatever job I've had, my business, obviously. And so that's why I chose that form. And it's easy because it's not a lot of work behind the scenes. I
No
don't have to
preparation, I
prep
guess.
no preparation because the people in the club bring the questions.
I love it.
We the I, there is a slight structure to it where we start out every call with tell me something good, because we're working on mindset and focusing on good things. And then it's whatever they bring. Some people will send me a video and we'll go through the videos. Some people just have questions. And sometimes we hit on personal stuff. Because, it's there's more to life than horses. And it's a safe place for people to do that. And at the end of most of the sessions, I'll do a guided meditation or a short hypnosis.
Fantastic. So you're really using all of those tools to help them.
Yeah.
Even though we'd class it as a calls only membership, it's actually more than that, but it's all within the call.
Yeah. And it's all recorded. So it all goes into my, I call it the stable, not very
Love
original
that.
name, but it goes into that portal. So every call we've had from the beginning is there. And then the hypnosis or meditations, I separate them and put them into their own place on there. And if there's anything that comes up in the question, and I will either record a short video showing if it's something with the horse, or if I have lots of videos on YouTube already, so that becomes part of it. They have access to, if I run a master class, a paid master class, they get that as part of the club without paying. So I just keep adding, I'm not creating things specifically to go in there, but I'm adding things into the library as we go.
Love it. So you said that you launched it 3 years ago, which seems like yesterday, to be
I
honest. But
know, I
how did
know.
you launch it then? How did you launch it the first time, and how did you get your first members?
It was an email campaign mostly. I had a website, a sales page, would have been some social media, but it was mostly people, it was mostly my warm contacts. So one thing I would say about starting a membership is have an audience to start with. In my case, I don't think it would have worked because they have to trust me. So it went out to my email list, which is less than 2,000. It was maybe 1,200, 1,500 people then. So it was a launch, an email campaign that you provided in the course, a lot of help with doing that. And I did a founding member's price.
Okay, so was
So,
that a significant discount from the main price?
yeah, it was $27 a month for founding members, or $60 for a paid quarterly, and it's $57 a month, or 150 quarterly is the
Okay, so
regular
it's
price.
really
So,
worth their while to become founded members.
yeah, and they
Excellent.
stay at that price as long as they're in.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
do you have a big turnover, a big membership turnover?
Not a huge turnover. As I said, some of the founding members are still there. Most of them are. And I've had others who will come in. Some will come in and stay a few months. I've had actually one who was in for a few months. She left and now she's come back. So the door is always open.
Yeah.
And it all depends on, I mean, people's lives change. You know, it depends on what's going on for them. They will leave because, well, one client who, when she came into the club, wasn't riding her horse, couldn't make any decisions. The barn owner had damaged her confidence so much as a
Oh.
horsewoman that she was completely lost. And she only left, by the time she left, and she was in for a couple of years probably. She was riding her horse. She had moved her horse to a better facility, better for her and her horse. And she was so confident in knowing what she was doing and trusting her own judgment that she was in the barn she moved to, had a nice community. So she had all of that. If she wanted to come back, she would happily be welcomed back.
So did she get that confidence and the guidance from the membership to give her, to
Yeah.
let her do that? Yeah.
Yes, actually, I've got a great testimonial from her about how
Fantastic.
the working with me through the club was a big part of that.
I mean, that's life-changing, isn't it,
Yeah.
really?
Oh, yeah, it is.
So what did the first version of your membership look like, and has it changed at all?
No, it hasn't changed. Everybody was happy with how it works. The other thing that Well, actually, one thing I did start doing was giving them, if they needed some extra support one to one, they can have a half hour one to one call with me. So that wasn't part of what I advertised when I marketed it originally, but it has become part of it. And
So is that per month?
they hardly ever use it, but it's there if they need it.
Yeah, which is reassuring.
Or they contact me either through the private Facebook group or by email, WhatsApp, Messenger, if they need some support, because the calls are every 2 weeks. So if they can't wait, they can contact me that way as well, and we'll have a little back and forth chat just to help them.
So, would you do anything differently if you started this again?
Start it sooner. That's about this.
How much sooner?
Years sooner. I had been thinking about starting a membership years before I did. I can't remember specifically how many, but it was years.
So
And
why didn't you?
I always thought it was, I have to have create all this content and have and keep continually adding to this content and have this massive library. And it was not something that interested me. And it was you who said, no, you don't have to do it that way. You can do this no content version. I went, oh, that's perfect. It's
Yeah,
basically a
so
group coaching program subscription.
yeah, and you can just design it to suit yourself and to work for you.
Exactly. Yeah. So it works for my clients, my members, and it works for me. It's a
Perfect.
win-win. Yeah.
So we've talked about what your membership includes and the fact you've added a little bit since you launched it. How many members do you have at the moment, and what does that bring you in every month, roughly, if you want to give us
Right. Yeah,
rough
right
figures?
now I have nine members, and I wrote this. It's around 500 a month average because some of them are on quarterly payments. But in 2024, it was, where did that go? In 2024, the whole year was about $5,700. And part of my challenge is the marketing
Okay.
to bring in new members,
Yeah.
which I'm currently working on.
I mean,
I'd like to get up to 12.
yeah, because the nature of your membership means that you don't want to scale it to hundreds because then you'll lose that cozy feel and that safe space potentially. But I mean, $500 a month for something that you love doing anyway. How many one-to-one coaching sessions with the horse out in all weathers would you have had to sell to achieve the same amount? I mean, what do they cost?
Well, I have one client left, and I make less than that for a month's worth of lessons. Just over $400 is what I earn from the one client. And it's inconsistent because there's holidays. There's like if I'm away or I'm sick, which I was after I got home from England, if it's too hot, because we now here we get when it gets humid, it gets to feel like 40 degrees Celsius. We don't ride. Too cold in the winter, too
I've seen your
windy.
snow videos.
Yeah, I mean, it's so inconsistent. Where the membership, it's every month, that's consistent income. I could market it more and get double the number in, but make it separate cohort because right now I only do one session every 2 weeks. And the sessions are we allow 2 hours. Sometimes they're an hour, hour and a half, depends how many people show up on the call. Sometimes it's two people, sometimes it's six people. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot more I could be doing with it, and I'm going to be focusing more on expanding it.
So you've mentioned that you're ready now to start growing the membership some more. You've got your nine lovely members in there, and you know you can potentially have another cohort in there. So what are your plans to grow the membership? What do you have in mind?
Well, right now I'm working on a soft email campaign where I don't want to overgive value, but there's a lesson and then a connection to this is what we do in the Horse Riding Confidence Club. And, come check it out. I have a $27 trial membership, which after that month converts to the $57 a month. And so I'm trying different things like that. Social media has not worked well because I think people need to know who I am and have followed me for a bit before they come into it, or I have to speak with them on a,
But
like a discovery call.
you are showing up on Google searches, you mentioned.
Still showing up on Google searches. And I'm also expanding my YouTube channel. Because
Excellent.
that shows up in Google searches and people get to see and hear me, which is important, I think, for this type of membership.
Yeah, it requires a lot of trust, doesn't it?
Yes.
So, have you had any challenges running the membership so far?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge, as I said, has just been me doing the marketing to expand it and to bring in more members more often.
But in terms
Other
of the
than
actual
that,
membership, it
the
sounds like it's
membership
really easy for
itself,
you.
it's easy because I'm familiar with the tech because I've been online for quite a while. So basically, what I have to run my membership is a Vimeo account, where I store my videos. I have a membership it's called Thrive Apprentice, but people can use different platforms for setting up a membership. The payment, the subscription option. I use ThriveCart, which I bought years ago for other reasons. So I already had the tech pretty much that I needed, and I understood how to put it all together. I think if I hadn't known that already, that might have been a bit of a challenge. And obviously, I was familiar with using Zoom. So yeah. That those,
Perfect.
I think for somebody doing this, that might be the biggest challenge if they're not familiar with the tech.
What's been your proudest moment so far about your membership?
The community that's come out of it, the lovely women that are in it, who are so, I mean, they've never met in person. And they are so supportive. They have become friends. You know, they speak to each other. It's not just me coaching on these calls. They're offering their advice, shared experiences. That's the best thing. As well as the women that have had big shifts in themselves, in their lives.
So, do you want to tell us about a couple of those? You've mentioned the lady who found the confidence through your membership to move away from the really awful barn owner and go and find a place where she was really happy. So, can you give us some more examples? I love hearing membership stories.
Yeah, the other one that came to mind was a woman in the United States, and she and her husband were moving two states away. And so she had to get her horse on a trailer, I think you call it a float in the UK, and or a horse box,
Horse
and
box, yeah.
travel across two states from California down to, I think, New Mexico with her horse. And she'd never done that. She'd never even taken her horse anywhere. She
That's
needed
making
to
me feel
find
stressed before you even tell me what happened.
she needed to find a new barn to keep her horse. So through our coaching calls, I helped her work through introducing her horse to load safely, to trailer safely, or to ship trace, safely, for her to have the confidence to do it. And I mean, we were planning out, because this was happening months away, so we were planning this out as we talked in the club, getting her horse settled in to the new place. Because the horse, when you move them, they just don't just go, oh, okay, this is my new home. There's things you need to do. And dealing with her confidence about riding in this new location, because she had issues with her confidence before that. And the other side of that story is she changed jobs because
Oh.
she hated her job. It was very stressful. And through conversations we had in the club as well, it gave her the courage to make a big change.
Fantastic.
That's why I love my membership.
Yeah.
The feedback is that I get from them is how important the community is to them, how safe they feel to ask anything, to share anything. You know, some people have gone through some difficult things personally, and they can share, they can cry. We cry and we laugh. We do it all. And also how much they've grown as personally and as horsewomen.
I mean, there
One
is a
actually,
saying. So, carry
that's
on.
okay. One actually said in a recent session, and I got her permission to take the audio clip of how she in the past had had bad advice from professionals, and she was riding in tack that didn't fit her horse. The horse was in pain and she didn't know it. And so he was getting punished for bad behavior that was being caused by the pain. And through coming into the club and working with me and the other women there, she learned to understand what was really going on for her horse, what to look for, how to change things, became a much more educated horsewoman, and she's had horses most of her life.
That's really interesting because you'd think for something like badly fitting tack, you need to actually be there hands-on, have someone looking at it and showing you, but you managed to do that through the membership.
I can't fix the tack, but I can tell them the kinds of things to look for, and then to go get a professional saddle fitter or farrier or whatever, wherever the problem might be, a body worker. I can't do that, but I can tell you what to look for when you're
Yeah,
looking for
which
those
is.
experts.
I mean, that's half the problem solved, isn't it? If you know what to look for and what help to get, then you can at least get it
And you can
fixed.
resolve the problem.
Yeah. Excellent. So you've talked about your dreams and plans a little bit. You've said you would like to double your membership. What else would you like to do with it? Is there anything that you want to introduce as well, or is this your main plan going forward?
One thing I would love to do is have a live in-person event.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, I haven't quite figured out when, how, where, but there's a member. She's originally from Scotland, lives in France, and we had talked about, was there a possibility we could organize a France riding holiday?
Wow.
And yeah, that there's so many moving parts to that, but
But it sounds
that's
like a
my
lot of
big,
fun.
that's my big hairy, what do you call that, big hairy goal,
Big hairy
audacious,
audacious goal.
that's it, big hairy
Yeah.
audacious goal.
Well, you've got the idea, so it's now just a case of making it happen, isn't it? So
Yeah.
that sounds brilliant. So you've mentioned that your membership is probably your main focus. Now you do have one-to-one client left, is that right?
Yes.
Do you do anything else apart from that? Are you just building up your membership and making that your main income?
The membership and mindset coaching, one-to-one online, are my two main services I'm focusing on. So I hypnotize people on Zoom, both in the membership and with my one-to-one clients. And that is more focused on people who are dealing with really strong anxiety, panic attacks, maybe having had a trauma from a fall or an injury when riding. So that's sort of a slightly different focus
But still aimed
from the
at roughly the
membership.
same people.
Yep. And for people who are competitive but have performance anxiety, so they're not performing as well because they get anxious about competing. So that's the focus for the one-to-one coaching, and the group is sort of more holistic, covering all
Yeah.
aspects. Yeah, those are the main things. I do occasionally do some master classes. I just did one last this month. It's a half hour online training, basically about using positive visualization. So I'm going to look at doing some more of those. And I have a little library of longer master classes I've done on different topics, cantering with confidence, that type of thing.
Yeah.
In my riding school on my website.
Love that. You're riding school.
My riding school, yeah.
So, I mean, we've talked about the fact that the membership gives you this recurring regular income. So you're not having to sell everything, from scratch every month. You know you've got this money coming in. And I guess for you, the other main benefit is the fact that you can travel to see your mum, and that keeps coming in. So are there any other benefits of having a membership that you can talk about, or is that the main one?
Well, the one thing with this type of membership is it's, as I said, it's not a lot of time. So I've got the calls every other week for a maximum of 2 hours. That's recorded on Zoom. I upload it to my Vimeo. It goes into my membership site. I send an email to say the recording's there. I send a reminder email to say we're meeting this week, this time. That's the extent of the work.
Excellent. That sounds
Yeah.
like a very easy membership to run. So, what advice, as someone who's run a membership for 3 years, would you give to somebody who's sitting on a great membership idea but hasn't done anything about it yet?
Do it. Just do it. One thing I've learned over the years is, especially as an online business, is everything's an experiment. So some things will work, some things won't work. And if it doesn't work, then you look at it and you refine it and you make some changes and you try again. I've had master classes I tried to run in the autumn, didn't get any signups, but when I ran it a few months later, I had 10 people. So just buckle down and just start doing it. Just set it up.
Yeah. And I think
Yeah,
launch
just do
before
it.
you think you're ready, because ready never
Yeah.
comes, does it? You can
Ready
be
never
sitting there waiting for
comes.
perfect and it just doesn't
Yeah.
happen.
No. And if Claire runs her membership program again, take it. Because that's
It's
what got me.
actually,
That's what
yeah,
got
it's
me
actually
going.
in my recurring income academy these days.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's something, the one thing that surprised you about having a membership? Has anything surprised you?
I think what surprised me is how effective it is and how easy it really was and continues to be. Yeah, it wasn't, I mean, all
Pleasant
any,
surprise.
yeah, the any fears and doubts I might have had and all the what if thinking I might have had, they were just stories. And yeah, it's really a lot easier than I thought it was going to be.
Good. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your membership or your members or anything before you tell us how to get in touch with you?
Oh, I think we've covered so much of it. Yeah, I think, you know, if there's anybody out there listening who's a horsewoman, who knows a horsewoman, who's feeling like they're isolated, they're frustrated or unsure about things, then, you know, get in touch and see if it's the right thing, because having a community makes that is a like-minded community, because we really care about the horses. That's the big aspect of this, I guess I
Yeah.
didn't mention, is the horse's well-being and mentally and physically, to me, is as a is as important as, if not more important than, the humans, because the horse has no choice.
Yeah.
So
And
yeah.
so I guess that's your ideal member, isn't it? Somebody who really gets that, because that's not necessarily a given in the horse world, is it?
Not at all. No, it's people who really, really care about their horses and put the horse's welfare above their own goals.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of what we focus on.
Excellent. So, how can people find you? I'm going to put the links in the notes for the podcast anyway, but just tell us what you've got about your online riding school and the stable and, you know, where can we find you on YouTube and Facebook and where else
Okay.
are you?
Well, my website is confidenthorsemanship.com. My YouTube channel is Ride Confident. And Facebook is Ann Gage Horse Riding Confidence Coach. But if you
Excellent.
Google Ann Gage Horse Riding Confidence Coach, you'll get all of
Perfect, which is what we need. You know, the fact you're showing up on Google is brilliant.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for telling us about your membership. I've loved hearing about it. And who knows, you hopefully will get other people wanting you on their podcast as well because
That'd
you
be
make a great
great.
podcast guest.
Oh, thank you. It's been lovely. You make it so easy.